Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Anti-Semitism is a virus, and because the administration and woke university presidents aren't stepping in, we're seeing it spread. We have to act.
We put it all together for you. It'll be able, you can put it on your website tomorrow and start showing people how to take the burden of high student loan debt off of their back by giving services back that we need in so many areas of our government, so many areas of our country. Everyone needs it, every state. But you all don't do it.
Look, it's a tough job, otherwise I'd still be there. I don't think he has a problem in his job between, we're close to the election. I don't think the Democrats would remove him. I think he's fine between now and the election.
Are you ready?
Some of the sound from the last 24 hours as things have certainly changed, especially there at Columbia University. And you've seen things break out across the fruited plain, no doubt about that. Fordham is now being subjected to the nonsense, and they're giving an ultimatum to the protesters to split, and you know, who knows what's going to end up happening. Welcome, it is the Brett Winterbull Show, 704-570-1110. It is great to be here with you today, and I sit back here, and I'm only barely amazed with what we're continuing to see take place over on these campuses. I believe the only way we're going to fix what ails these college students at all of these different universities, right? And you have a variety of different universities, but by and large, most of these universities are the elite high-end universities, right? USC, UCLA, Columbia, Fordham, New York University, Vanderbilt, the University of Wisconsin, all of these places. These are super high-end universities. You're not seeing rioting over at like Notre Dame, right? You're not seeing rioting going on at Belmont Abbey. You're not seeing any of that kind of stuff in this area, right? Because there's a special kind of person that is manipulatable enough to buy into this hooey that these professional problem causers are buying into, okay? And that's what we have happening here. But it's a deeper issue, because Joe Biden's answer for everything that's been going on, including the war that was started by Hamas, who was sponsored by the Iranians, whom Joe Biden gave $6 billion to help fund all this, whether he knew it or not. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Joe Biden's answer to this is we're going to bring in refugees from Gaza into the United States of America. We are going to bring refugees from Gaza into the United States of America. I am not against taking care of refugees. I'm not against any of that. But why are we going all the way to Gaza to go get folks to put them on a plane to fly them into the United States? Because Joey Jojo wants to look like he's woke enough for his girlfriend, AOC. Why is he trying to do this? Why is this happening? Well, it's interesting because we actually have people who fought for the United States of America stuck in Afghanistan, and Joe Biden doesn't give a rat's rip about that. Nobody on the left does. The people on the left, they don't care about the women and girls being massacred, raped, harassed over in Afghanistan. It's not a sexy job. That's not a sexy place to go. Gaza is very hot. It's a hot place for people like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Bowman and company, all of these people, that's what they want. But I said on the show earlier today with Bo and Beth that I was going to reveal what I think is really at the source of what it is that's happening with people in this country. These people, these dopes and dupes who go and run around at these campuses, they're bored. They're bored. They're not being educated. They're being indoctrinated. You can ask any of these people walking around and say, what did you learn today in school? Did you know that we're the biggest oppressor in the world? Yeah, but what did you learn in chemistry today? What did you learn in physics today? What did you learn in aeronautic engineering? What did you learn in any of the stuff that's going to possibly maybe make you able to hold down a job in the future so that we don't have to bail your goofy butt out? What do you think it is? Why? Tell us what you learned today. They're not learning. They're not learning. That's the problem. And you know what they're doing instead? They're TikToking. Now, I firmly believe with the marrow within me that this entire protest stupidity that these morons are getting involved with and fighting their fellow students and all that sort of stuff, that has been set up by the CCP. This is all about destabilizing the United States, and it ain't the Iranians, and it ain't Hamas, and it ain't any of these losers laying in their own filth out on a field someplace. It is the CCP. It is TikTok. Do you forget that there was a real big blowout about 10 days ago with TikTok getting banned? Do you forget this? You know this. I mean, you knew it. You probably forgot it because you got caught up in all of the Sturm und Drang of everything else that's going on. This is the Chinese hitting the United States. This is a cyber strike by the Chinese. This is the CCP taking dopes and dupes on college campuses and telling them, look at what's going on over in Gaza. We have got to march. We have got to get together. We have got to do all this stuff. We have to smash a window. We have to go follow these people who magically show up to tell us what the real truth of the matter is. And we have to hate the Jews. I have a story right here that China is sponsoring peace talks between Fatah, which was the old school PLO, and Hamas. They would never be in league with each other but for this marriage that has been created by the CCP. All of these riots are happening because morons at colleges and universities, and they're moronic because they don't see beyond the tip of their nose, and they're fighting their fellow students, who you're going to see when you come back in the fall after you get suspended or you go home and you go lay on a beach or you go to Saint-Tropez or any of that stuff. TikTok did this. TikTok is showing their power, and I guarantee that Joe Biden understands this, and I guarantee that John Kirby understands this, and you know why? Because they're not talking about it. They're not saying boo dog about TikTok. Nobody's talking about it anymore. This is the Chi-Coms telling America, we can force your young people to stand up and rise. We can force your young people at colleges, universities, high schools, you name it, to get down on their knees and pray to a God that may not be familiar to them. We can do anything we want. We're the marionetteers who are showing you how they can dance and fall down and get in fights and do all this stuff. Only one country in the world has that kind of juice, and that is the CCP. Nobody is talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. Suspicious, isn't it? Sure, today is May 1st. It's Commie Christmas. That's what today is. It's Commie Christmas. Real Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo. They don't celebrate Commie Christmas because it is so far beyond the pale. We're not a communist country. We don't tolerate communism. We don't deal with the communists. That's the rule of the road. But what you've got going on is a new kind of fascism that has been infused by the CCP into the Middle East in an attempt to destabilize that part of the world and to show that they can thrash our country anytime they want. Who's with me?
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Oh, this headline comes crawling across the crawl. Most Americans see TikTok as a Chinese influence tool, according to Reuters in an Ipsos poll. A majority of Americans believe that China uses TikTok to shape U.S. public opinion, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll conducted as Washington moves closer to potentially banning Chinese-owned video apps. Do you think that's what they did? Today is May Day, May 1st, Commie Christmas, and this story drops out of Reuters. 58% of respondents to the two-day poll, which closed on Tuesday, agreed with a statement that the Chinese government uses TikTok to influence American public opinion. Some 13% disagreed, and the rest were unsure or didn't answer the questions. Of course they did. Of course they did. This is exactly what has happened. And this is how you get these kids out there. It's not these organizations. It's the video. Remember, 2 months ago? Was it about 2 months ago? When everybody was suddenly rediscovering and loving Osama bin Laden's letter to America? You remember that? That was like a month and a half ago. That was a test run to see if you could actually get these young skulls full of mush totally confused. And they did. I'm telling you, this was a Chi-Com hit on the United States of America. And it worked. 46% of Americans agree with a statement that says China is using the app to spy on everyday Americans. So what do you think this might have been? You think this might have been a test run for the election? You think that might have been what it is? So let me pay off on this story that I was telling you about. China has hosted unity talks between the Palestinian Fatah and Hamas terrorists. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jin said on Tuesday that representatives from the two main Palestinian factions, the terrorist organization Hamas and Fatah, made progress at recent unity talks held in Beijing. The two sides fully expressed their political will of realizing reconciliation through dialogue and consultation that they had on many specific issues. No announcements have been made, and the talks were held without much fanfare. Of course, they're not going to have any fanfare. It's got to be a secret talk. Lin did not indicate exactly when the dialogue occurred, and the question that allowed him to broach the subject was clearly planted with Chinese state media. Lin claims the Palestinians highly appreciated China's firm support for the just cause of the Palestinian people in restoring their legitimate national rights, meaning destroying Israel from the river to the sea. Arab media reported last week that Hamas and Fatah sent representatives to Beijing at China's invitation, but offered few other details. A similar summit was held in Moscow in February to supposedly develop a unified strategy against the Israeli military operation in Gaza, but little seems to have come from it. I think plenty has come from it. So just understand what you're seeing on these college campuses is not a bunch of young people realizing that the world is suddenly a dangerous place and all these sorts of things are happening. What is happening is China is making our kids dance out there in the streets, getting arrested, getting beaten up, you name it. This is the closest thing that they've got to trying to set off a civil war in the United States. And I'm serious about that. I'm not joking with you about this. I'm giving you evidence for this. Worth noting, in 1889, May 1st was designated May Day in support of workers. It was started by an international federation of socialist groups and trade union commemoration of the Haymarket Affair when a violent confrontation took place on May the 4th of 1886 in Chicago, Illinois. All of this goes right to the core of an attempt to destabilize the United States of America. And that's what's happening here. We have got to be cold and vicious in the response. It doesn't have to go to the kids at the college. They don't know what they're talking about. We have got to get cold and vicious with the actors that are doing this, and we have got to get cold and vicious with the CCP and the Russians. And guess what? That's what's going to have to happen. And you know what's going to probably get a lot of clarity into the mind of these young people? When we institute a draft and put them in the Marines, the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force. Sorry, boys and girls, it's time to step up for your country.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.